In at least one state, changes are coming to the commonly used sell-by dates on groceries.
PBS News multi-platform reporter Tim McPhillips spoke to two experts to get their take on the food labels and how you can save both your food and your money.
Are sell-by dates on groceries past their prime? California became the first state to ban public-facing sell-by dates at the start of July. And other states are following close behind. Why? Well, we've all been there. At the grocery store buying bread, or looking in the fridge hoping your chicken is still good. So you check the date, but what that means is anyone's guess. Sell by, enjoy by, freeze by, best by, used by, best if used by, what in the world?
Date labels are really confusing today.
It turns out sell by dates weren't meant for us.
A sell by date is actually meant for the retailer. It's not actually an indicator for the consumer of consumer safety or anything else around the product.
Enter California's new law.
What it did was really simplify date labels. There's over 50 currently in the marketplace, and simplify those down to two very specific terms.
So what will Californians see?
You're going to see two separate labels. One is best if used by, and that's for quality. And then there's going to be used by date, and that is for safety. You should use it by that date. If not, it should be composted or thrown in the trash.
In New York State, a similar law is awaiting Governor Kathy Hochul's signature.
There's multiple other states with very similar policies out there, including Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, and many others.
Why standardize food labeling?
It seems innocuous,
but
date label confusion contributes to about 3.5 million tons of food going to waste. That has an economic value of about $19 billion.
The consequences are twofold, Burnett says. Good food doesn't get donated, and our landfills fill up with more waste. Food waste in America is a major issue. According to the USDA, 31% of all food from farm to store to plate is wasted. 31%.
That is like walking out of the grocery store and you have three bags of groceries. You only put two in your trunk. One goes to the trash.
Simplifying food labels could help.
We are the number one source of food waste in the United States is in our own homes. To the tune of about $750 worth of products that we dispose per person per year.
What else can we do to save our food and our money?
Handling your food, storing your food, all of those things are super, super important. I would say as much or even more important than those dates on the package. You want to make sure your fridge is under 40 Fahrenheit, or if you are freezing foods, then, you know, 0 Fahrenheit.
And if something is past its date?
Look for signs of potentially if there's visible mold, for example, or if the can is swollen or, you know, there's a dent or something that is leaking out of the package.
But maybe don't give that old milk a taste.
We are not good at all at detecting pathogens or microorganisms that could make you sick.
For PBS News, I'm Tim McPhillips.
And you can find much more of our coverage on that and other issues on our website and across all of our social media accounts.